FM4.
It's 2 o'clock, Friday, the 4th of April. China announces retaliatory trade measures against the US, and more bodies are recovered a week after Myanmar's devastating earthquake. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hal. China has announced new tariffs on US goods in response to the sweeping import duties announced by President Donald Trump earlier this week. China was one of the hardest hit countries on Trump's tariff list. Beijing says it will retaliate by imposing additional taxes of 34% on American imports. Analyst Antonio Fatas says he expects other countries to follow suit.
This is tit for tat. I think that's what many countries will do. I know that some countries are saying, okay, let's sort of take a little bit of a deep breath. Let's try to negotiate. But we're talking about 200 countries, each of them with a different tariff, going to the US to try to negotiate a deal, to try to reduce the tariff, when it's not even clear what the goal on the other side is.
Meanwhile, the EU's Trade Commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, will be speaking with his US counterpart today as the 27-member bloc works out its response to Washington's imposition of a 20% duty on EU imports. Israel's army says it's launched a new ground offensive east of Gaza City. It says it wants to expand what it calls a security zone. Israel, which says it's targeting Hamas, hasn't fully explained its long-term aim for the areas it's taking. Palestinians say they fear the intention is to displace Gaza's population permanently. Poland has warned Russia that it's running out of time to show that it's serious about peace talks with Ukraine. The Polish foreign minister says he believes there would be consequences if President Putin didn't engage seriously with Washington's peace efforts. More from the BBC's Jonathan Beale.
Radek Sikorski told the BBC the US was giving President Putin a chance to end the war while saving face. If he didn't take that chance, Mr. Sikorski said, then the gloves might come off, resulting in possible additional US sanctions on Russia and more military support for Ukraine. Poland's foreign minister said he believed Mr. Putin had weeks, not months, to show he was serious about ending the war.
A week after the devastating earthquake in Myanmar, search teams have recovered more bodies from the ruins of buildings. More than 3,100 people were killed in the quake. The focus has now turned towards urgent humanitarian needs in a country already hit by a continuing civil war. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed to the international community to step up funding and says there must be unimpeded access so that aid can get to those in need. This afternoon's weather for Austria, mostly sunny and warm with some cloud around, especially in the south. Highs ranging from 16 to 22 degrees.
Thank you, Jenny.
Sounds like FM4.
With me, Hal Rock. A very good afternoon to you.
Treff mein Bro, 4-4, bezeige an zusammen wie Eminems. Dein A&R halt hin und wieder Eminem. Ich soll mir von dem was sagen lassen. Da geh ich lieber worken bei Kick oder so. All love für Shows. Es gibt keinen Grund für das Cash, was ich blow. 1A fit, wenn ich slime mit meinem Bro. Die 1 hat fix vor dem Komma viele O's. Oh, 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 O's. Roll noch rein. los. Der Vater sieht aus wie Deftige Soße. Und alles, was ich will, ist nur 1 Million. Red Bottoms zieh ich an, dann geh ich raus. Ich tanz, reibe Money am Bauch. Abwung, BMW, dann ich steige hinten aus. Der Mord kommt und die Scheiben tauchen auf. Wir waren Teams, haben zum ersten Mal geraucht. In einem Kinderzimmer, deine Mom rastet aus. Red Bottoms zieh ich an, dann geh ich raus. Und ich tanz, reibe Money am Bauch.
Sounds like FM4.
Ain't got antlers on my walls, but I sure don't make any calls from the stars and the bars on a Friday.
Yes, I do. Chapel Roan there, the wonderful Chapel Roan, with The Giver.
FM4, Böhmermann, Schulz. Song Contest. Live.
Yep, they're doing it again. On the 17th of May, Jan Böhmermann and Olli Schulz are going to provide the FM4 commentary for the Eurovision Song Contest. It'll be available in a video stream on our website. However, they do think that the whole event is way too long, as they told us in their latest Fest und Flauschig podcast.
Die ersten beiden Stunden denken wir immer so, geil, wir moderieren das. Und nach Stunde zwei denken wir, oh Alter, wie lange jetzt noch? Wir können nicht mehr. Bei der Punktevergabe, da ist immer ein Auge so leicht weggeklappt bei dir manchmal. Und ich habe auch schon, dann irgendwann muss ich mal groß und dann bist du da alleine wieder. Wir müssen das diesmal alles ein bisschen anders machen. Auf alle Fälle wird das dieses Jahr das ganz große Gesamtpackage. Wir werden euch direkt erzählen, brühwarm von all den Sachen, die wir da erleben. Ihr bekommt das das serviert, was ihr eigentlich immer schon haben wolltet, nämlich direkte Emotionen, die noch in unserem Körper gefangen sind und dann rauskommen.
Wir sind live da bei fm4.orf.at. Da könnt ihr wieder alle zuhören und wir würden uns freuen, wenn ihr mit uns den ganzen Abend da verfallt. Und wir werden diesmal wieder auch in die Songs reinquatschen. Das haben wir uns schon vorgenommen, nachdem sich beim ersten Mal alle beschwert haben, warum quatscht ihr rein? Haben es im nächsten Jahr, also letztes Jahr, nicht gemacht. Und dieses Jahr quatschen wir wieder rein. Wenn nach 10 Sekunden allen klar ist, der Song ist scheiße, dann wird da drüber geredet. Ist doch egal. Was wir
ich würde auch nichts trinken während der Sendung. Ich habe gerade in die Aufnahme hier reingehört. Ich schmatze unheimlich viel, weil ich Dr. Pepper gerade getrunken habe. Denn ich darf während der Aufnahme hier
Als Alex Wagner von FM4 reinkam und seinen Butterburger gebracht hat, ist immer ein mega Highlight, wenn die FM4-Crew merkt, nach einer Stunde, dass unsere Konzentration in der Zuckerspiegel absinken und die jetzt mit irgendwelchen vorbereiteten Canapés mit so einem Schlauch dann Frittatensuppe irgendwie einflößen, wie so eine Weihnachtsgans, damit wir da durchhalten.
Aber die haben auch immer, was wir und was ihr nicht sehen könnt, unterm Tisch haben wir immer riesige Tüten mit Süßigkeiten.
Richtig?
Ja, die uns reingestellt werden, damit wir überhaupt irgendwie bei Laune gehalten werden. Naja, dieses Jahr, es wird ein Action-Movie for the whole family. Und es wird auf alle Fälle ein bunter Abend werden.
Wir schütteln Hände von Leuten, von denen wir gar nicht wissen, wer das ist. Irgendwelche hohen Würdenträger von der EBU und so. Und dann kommt nochmal Peter Urbans Pflegerin vorbei und alle sagen wir mal Hallo. Der NDR wird uns wieder wahrscheinlich approachen.
Das war ja letztes Jahr ein großes Hallo, als wir die getroffen haben.
Das hat Spaß gemacht. Und die Sicherheitslage war ohnehin angespannt, weil wir neben den Israelis unsere Kabine hatten. Die Luft brannte sowieso. Und dann kam die Delegation vom NDR, um mal so lieb Hallo zu sagen, so ganz kollegial. Und man merkte, da ist nichts kollegial.
Angegriffen, weil die Security von den Israelis auch uns beschützt haben. Das kann man sagen. Es war wirklich auch eine angespannte Stimmung da in Malmö, die ganze Veranstaltung.
Scharfschützen auf dem Dach. Diesmal sind wir auf neutralem Boden und wir werden auf jeden Fall wir werden noch jemanden mitschicken, der undercover die wahren, pikanten Stories aufsaugen wird vor Ort in Basel. Wir werden die absoluten Eurovision Insights haben.
I think you can agree, it's an event not to be missed. Yeah? Böhmermann and Schulz, 17th of May, Eurovision Song Contest. 17 and a half minutes past 2 o'clock. The music continues with this one from Somber. This is Undressed.
You have FM4.
Go, Billie Eilish, of course, with A Bad Guy. At what's that? 26 minutes past 2 o'clock. How rock keep you company this Friday afternoon. Yeah, we've made it through the week, people. And I get a chance now to play one of my favorite artists. She's a singer, songwriter, model, actress, and poet. She is Jill Scott, and she celebrates her 53rd birthday today. She's also someone I personally feel we don't play nearly enough of. So I am going to correct that right now by playing you a track from her debut album, released back in 2000. The album was aptly titled Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds Volume 1. And from it, this is Getting in the Way. Enjoy.
Go a long time ago, now it's time to turn him loose.
Sounds like FM4.
Sacamos los
piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba.
Positivity. I don't want to go in low. When
need is some positivity. And I don't want to go it alone when I'm walking through the green.
Did they ever actually release any more music? I'm not sure. I love that one, though. That was Superfood with I Can't See from their 2017 debut album, Bambino. And as I said, liked their stuff, but don't think I've actually heard any more. It is, 23 minutes to 3 o'clock.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Mineralwasser mit und ohne Geschmack, dem Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickerln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at. Let's go! Mediamarkt feiert 35 Jahre mit den Alles-Gute-Deals. Zum Beispiel mit dem Philips EP3347 Latte-Go Kaffee-Vollautomat. Mit Farbtouch-Display für Lieblingskaffeespezialitäten im Handumdrehen. Mit leicht zu reinigendem Milchsystem ohne Schläuche um nur 469 Euro. Let's go, Mediamarkt.
So klingt's, wenn man bereit ist, Beton zu mischen. So, wenn man bereit ist, eine alte Wand einzureißen. Und so klingt's, wenn man bereit fürs Wohnglück ist und sich die Finanzierungszusage für das S-Bauspardarlehen direkt online holt. Klingt gut, oder? Das S-Bauspardarlehen. Sicher finanzieren, flexibel zurückzahlen. Alle Infos auf wohnglück-online.at, bei der S-Bausparkasse oder in Ihrer Erste Bank und Sparkasse.
55 Jahre Enthüllungsjournalismus von Profil haben das Land nachhaltig verändert. Von Grohr über Ibiza bis Benko. In unbequeme Wahrheiten bringt Profil Skandale und Affären live auf die Bühne und zeigt, wie wichtig unbestechlicher Aufdeckerjournalismus nach wie vor ist. Zeig Profil und sichere dir jetzt deine Karten auf akzent.at.
Bauer, warum ist der Teller rund?
Damit wir rund um den Tellerrand unsere Rinder im Blick haben.
Ja, wie sie rund um die Uhr frei rumlaufen.
Das kann man nur bei uns und ihr Leben in der Herde genießen.
Drum heißt's, weil die Genuss trennt.
Ja, natürlich.
Seit über 30 Jahren sind unsere Ja natürlich Bioprodukte und jetzt auch das neue Bio-Weide Genussrind nicht nur gut für uns, sondern auch gut fürs Tierwohl.
Und das weit über den Tellerrand hinaus.
Gibt's nur bei Billa, Billa Plus, Adec und Sotality.
Man braucht so wenig, wenn man alles hat. Jetzt mehr als 25 Millionen Euro gewinnen. Euro-Millionen. Reicher als reich.
XXXLutz. Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Fettsparen.
Mit unvergesslichen Prozenten.
Seit 80 Jahren.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Beim XXXLutz.
Nicht vergessen.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Fettsparen.
Mit unvergesslichen Prozenten.
Seit 80 Jahren.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Beim XXXLutz.
Sparen Sie jetzt bei der unvergesslichen Jubiläumsparty als Preisepass-Inhaber die Mehrwertsteuer auf fast alles, was in die XXXL-Tasche passt. Aus unserer Boutique, Heimtextilien, Vorhang und Babyabteilung.
You just want it to sound right. Sound right.
Sounds like FM4.
Cause I want to, yeah. Didn't I say I wanted to, yeah. Honey, I changed before you, yeah. 28 years I come to end. The rain chased me down to Goldie again. Now I'm higher than anyone here. And there ain't nothing on me, yeah. I wanted to call, but on my way around I happened to fall.
be afraid, baby. It's only FM Fear.
I'm turning 18 in 4 weeks to feel like a time traveling kid. Silently hope to be dead by 16, but somehow I stayed alive through the years. Leave the town that you call home. I need the world to make me feel alone. Leave the people you greet on the street. Leave the things that make you feel complete. Tell me your name. Tell me your name. Tell me your my way home. Some days you have to be willing to grow, like the spring flowers do in the sunny days go. Some days you have to be willing to get lost, although all you long for is a place you can trust. Mama, I'm still your little girl. I still long for your arms when people call. Oh my.
Oh, great stuff there from Sordal, a track called Mama. Okay, it's not just about dancing, it's about making a statement. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the 31st Wiener Flüchtlingsball, which is taking place tomorrow, April the 5th, in Vienna's City Hall. And behind all the partying, there is a lot of heart. Organized by the Integrationshaus, the ball is about raising awareness, giving a voice to people who had to flee their homes, and making sure their stories are heard. And yes, the ball also helps raise much-needed funds for legal aid, psychological support, and housing programs. The challenge is huge, but the city and civil society are stepping up. It's about offering safety, a roof over people's heads, and a real chance to start again. And that's exactly what we're all going to be dancing for tomorrow, April 5th, in Vienna City Hall. We'll be dancing to Balkan swing, Congolese rumba, jazz, and wide open hearts. So if you want more information about what's going down, you can go to flüchtlingsball.at, or you can, of course,
go to our homepage, fmfear.org/Termina. And that's where you'll find all the information you could possibly need. All right? Good. Here comes Chloe Keisha.
The forecast is rain. There's nothing to look forward to. My outfit is lame. I could chill with Steve, but he's boring too. I'm selfish, okay. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do? The world is on fire. Let's order Taco Bell. Well, come on inside, and we can watch the news and be naked. Maybe that might be fun. We're all gonna die, so if you got something to say, then just say it. Sex, drugs, and existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. Every night, from the comfort of your bed.
Sex, drugs,
an existential dread. There's people everywhere you go. There's people in the bars. There's people on the motorways driving little people cars. There's people walking animals. There's people doing sports. There's people kissing other people. What the hell is that for? Ew. Come on inside. And we can watch the news and get naked.
Maybe that might be fun.
We're all gonna die, so if you got something to say, then just say it. Sex, drugs, and existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. And when all hope is lost, remember what I said. Existential dread. Sex, drugs, and existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. Every night, from the comfort of your bed.
Sex, drugs,
existential dread.
Hallo, wir sind Kari Kari.
Wir haben da was ganz Tolles, Spannendes, Schönes für euch.
Das FM4 Überraschungskonzert mit Kari Kari.
Wir spielen ein Überraschungskonzert für euch.
Morgen im Fritz Club in Klagenfurt.
Oh yeah!
Wie immer bei freiem Eintritt. First come, first serve.
Wir suchen immer nach dem Vibe und es ist ein bisschen Rock'n'Roll.
Einlass ab 19.30 Uhr.
Take you, I'll keep you insane.
oldie but a goodie from Kusheen there. That was Hide You. The news headlines are on their way.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert vom Thermen- und Vulkanland Steiermark. Jetzt buchen. Thermen-Vulkanland.at.
FM4.
It's 3 o'clock, Friday, the 4th of April. China hits back at the US with retaliatory trade measures, and the US says it'll know soon whether Russia is serious about peace in Ukraine. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. China has announced new tariffs on US goods in response to the sweeping import duties announced by President Donald Trump earlier this week. China was one of the hardest hit countries on Trump's tariff list. Beijing now says it will retaliate by imposing additional taxes of 34% on American imports. More from the BBC's Stephen McDonald, who's in Beijing.
This is disastrous for US companies wanting to sell into the huge Chinese market. 34% on all US goods coming in here, and that's quite a whack. It's even worse if you're a US agricultural producer, because remember, they already had 10 or 15% tariffs placed on them by China following Donald Trump's last tariffs. Now then you've got another 34% on top of that. So that, you know, chicken, pork, beef, you name it. And this is Trump's heartland. I should add, these people are going to be really hit if they want to sell into this market.
Meanwhile, the EU's trade commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, will be speaking with his US counterpart today as the 27-member bloc works out its response to Washington's imposition of a 20% duty on EU imports. Austria has brought in further measures in response to the outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Slovakia and Hungary. Several small border crossings in Lower Austria and Burgenland will be closed from midnight tonight. Last month, Hungary reported its first case of the disease in more than 50 years on a cattle farm. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington will know soon whether Russia is serious about peace in Ukraine. There's been growing disquiet in Ukraine and among European leaders about what they say are the Kremlin's delaying tactics. Rubio was speaking at a NATO ministers' meeting in Brussels.
The Russians know our position in terms of wanting to end the war, and we will know from their answers very soon whether they are serious about proceeding with real peace or whether this is a delay tactic. It's a delay tactic. The president's not interested in that. If this is dragging things out, President Trump's not going to fall into the trap of endless negotiations about negotiations. We will know soon enough whether or not Russia's serious about peace.
A week after the devastating earthquake in Myanmar, the focus has turned towards urgent humanitarian needs in a country already hit by a continuing civil war. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed to the international community to step up funding and says there must be unimpeded access so that aid can get to those in need. This afternoon's weather outlook, mostly sunny and warm with some cloud around and highs ranging from 16 to 22 degrees.
Can you organise for this nice weather to last the whole weekend, Jenny?
I'm afraid I can't.
No, I know. Apparently it's all going to be wet
tomorrow,
and miserable by Sunday.
Tomorrow looks mainly sunny and warm, but then Sunday.
Yeah. Not looking good, is it?
Very cold suddenly. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like FM4.
Ow! Yeah, I tend to blame Jenny for the weather. I don't know why.
Getting just cash, yeah. All about a bag, yeah. Spinning straight facts, yeah. And we ain't paying tax out, yeah.
So you're proud. It's a child in the sea, but down. Can you get the door? Cause I'm lying on the kitchen floor and I can see shit. This motherfucker was too quick. And I was smoking cheese. Yeah, we're just one big family. Get your fucking headlights out of my eyes. Get your fucking head out of my eyes.
Get your fucking headlights out of my eyes.